Good afternoon. As I said, I'm Denise Hurd.
Jumped the gun.
Okay. I am not Denise Hurd.
He voted when he showed up here, so.
Yeah. I'm Victor Bilgin. I'd first like to acknowledge the other two authors, Maxim Polonsky and Leslie Snyder. Leslie Snyder's right there. And we did operate from a grant funded by the CDC. So I'm here to talk about the nature of responsibility messages in alcohol industry advertisements and corporate sponsored PSAs. So first, I'd like to start off with some facts that kind of reiterating what she just said, but alcohol is the most widely abused substance in the U.S., and 46% of adults age 18 and above have reported being intoxicated at least once in the past. And about 50% of 12 to 20-year-olds also have been reported as drinkers. Now, this issue has become more prominent as youth have been initiating drinking at younger ages than in the past, which is a risk factor for alcohol problems in adulthood. So some people may ask why or how this may happen. And one probable cause to this would be the alcohol advertising. Studies have shown that exposure to alcohol advertising leads to drinking initiation as well as an increase in drinking rates. One solution that one might think to happen fix this would be the responsibility messages in PSAs, and they might think that this has mitigating effects. In 2007, the Center for Alcohol Marketing and Youth did a study on alcohol industry-sponsored responsibility ads, and this is where the responsibility is the primary focus of the ad. Another word for this is public service announcements, stuff like that, which is sponsored by the industry. Here's an example of what they studied. Okay, cool.
There's no speaker on the system, unfortunately. There you go.
Okay. Okay, well, the main focus of this ad is to target the parents and making them more aware of how they could help prevent the children from drinking. It's sponsored by Coors, as you can see, and that is what Cammy looked at. It's unfortunate that you couldn't hear that, but... And like I said, the content would be drinking responsibility and that and the like. The thing is that those made up less than 3% of the nearly 1.5 million alcohol televised ads from 2001 to 2005. Now, in concerning the other alcohol ads, the other 97%, they were product ads. A lot of them did have responsibility messages, but those responsibility messages were short. And they were not the primary focus of the ad. You don't need to hear this one, but this is an example of something that you might be able to see that is like that. So this is a Bacardi Mojito ad. It's only 15 seconds long, but you'll see it right there. It says, drink responsibly. Yeah. It's not the primary focus of the ad. So some people may question how effective a responsibility message like that would be. And one might look to the actual research and literature on effectiveness of messages to see if it was. So some things you might find with research is combining video and textual information increases a viewer's attention. Thank you. But when you do that, individuals actually pay more attention to the video and less to the text. Also, greater learning was found when the message was presented orally instead of visually with no one on-screen text. And then finally, other thing to keep in mind is that primacy effect, like if the responsibility message was presented first, was shown to elicit higher recall and elaboration than if the responsibility message was presented last, or recency effect. So our research aim was to systematically monitor responsibility messages within alcohol ads and the industry-sponsored PSAs. And we asked how responsibility messages presented. We conducted a concept analysis using an ads industry database through TNS Media Intelligence, and we coded all alcohol advertisements and industry-sponsored PSAs on national network and cable TV from January to December 2007. We found 596 unique alcohol-related ads and PSAs. We found that out of the 179,000-plus total ads, 4% of them were those industry-sponsored PSAs, once again, where the sole message was to convey responsibility. The other 96% were promoting alcohol use, and 83% of those contained responsibility messages. Here's a breakdown of the ads that contain responsibility messages. You can see that a large majority of them contain text only, and much smaller amount, 5%, contained verbal, and then the rest were usually simultaneously a voiceover with the same text, like please drink responsibly or something along those lines. In concerns with timing, whether it was a 15-second or a 30-second ad, the duration of the responsibility message was about 3 seconds, and they usually appeared closer towards the end. So then we looked at placement. We looked at whether they are obscured or clear. And what we considered obscured would be something along these lines. I'll show you both, hopefully they're not too long. But one type was in text. And what we considered in text was something like this. Right there. Okay. As you can see, it looks like it's part of a sentence, and it's kind of difficult to discern where the responsibility message is. And, I mean, unless I stopped it, you wouldn't be able to see it anyways. It says, drink responsibly, and then it says 2005, the Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. So, I mean, and then the other type we considered to be what we called paired. And with that, you'll see Budweiser did this a lot, which is why I use it as an example. But you'll see it comes in. Oh, I missed it. All right, let's try that again. All right. Let's try that again. All right. Okay. You'll see these words come in, and there's a lot of movement. And the larger words you can see, it says Budweiser, Open World Taste, and then underneath it, it says, please drink responsibly. But that's a lot of what we found. And like I said, those two types made up about 60% of the textual information. Finally, we did a subsample. And in that subsample, we did the month of May. And once again, we broke it up into obscure or lack of the responsibility message, and then clear. And it was like either just text, just the voiceover, or both. And as you can see, we did it as basically prime news hours into prime time hours, and you can see that the ad counts go up significantly. But more importantly, you see that the obscured, which is those blue bars, what I just showed you, goes up much, much higher and more steeply than the clear messages. They seem kind of stagnantly going up towards the end. So once again, 4% of these ads were the drinking responsibly ads, the PSAs. And the other ads, the responsibility message was mostly presented via text, which was very difficult to read, largely difficult to read. And they lasted about 3 seconds, and they appeared closer to the end. Now, what does that go towards? Well, like I said before, primacy effect would necessarily be more effective, but there have been studies on recency and whether or not it is an effective thing, but any recency effect is probably reduced by the presence of this other information that happens during it. We believe that there's more research that is needed to optimize placement, format, and content of these responsibility messages. And we also need more research on whether these messages are even effective. We're really not sure if these responsibility messages have any effect. So what does it all mean? Well, like I said before, this industry currently self-regulates, but its self-regulations have been questionable. And we believe that their responsibility messages and their ads could be more informed by research on better presentation guidelines, like if they should have just voice or just text or voice and text together, and even having a responsibility message presented alone, because you couldn't find that. There's always something going on during the ad. There's no alone responsibility message. And even how to make an effective message, what wording or images could be shown to make these messages more effective. We believe that our research and research alike would be able to help make these things better. Thank you.
We're going to do questions at the end for those folks who came in late. You didn't make changes to that, did you? So we'll say no.